"Clever," I heard the voice of my brother say. I blinked, opening my eyes, and saw the death machine had been removed and that I was back in my cell. "I stand both impressed and disappointed," he said. At first I saw armor of cobalt blue trimmed with gold, a firm and noble countenance framed by close-cropped blonde hair, a warrior, a statesman, my brother the Empire Builder. "Gilliman," I breathed, hoping, my sense of reality slipping for a moment. Then I knew, and a scowl crept onto my face. "No, it's you." I was sitting with my back against the wall, looking up murderously at my brother. Kurz laughed when he noticed my expression. "We're getting close now, aren't we?" "How long?" I croaked, tasting ash in my mouth and feeling a fresh brand in my back. "A few hours. It's getting faster." I tried to stand, but was still weak. I slumped back. "How many?" Kurz narrowed his eyes. I clarified my question. "How many times have you tried to kill me?" My brother crouched down opposite, within my reach, but betraying no concern about retaliation for what he had done to me, what he continued to do to me. He nodded to the wall behind me. I turned to see my reflection mirrored in obsidian. I saw Kurz, too, and Ferus Manus, now little more than a walking cadaver in his Primarch's armor, standing just behind him.
"You see them?"
He pointed to the numerous honor scars branded into my back. Some stood out from the others, a clutch of more recent brandings that I had no memory of and could attribute no oath to. Kurz leaned in and whispered into my ear,
"A fresh scar every time, brother."
There were dozens.
"Every time you returned to torment me," he said.
I faced him. "Torment you?" Kurz stood, his armored form casting a shadow over me from the low light in the cell. He looked almost sad.
"I'm at a loss, Vulcan. I don't know what to do with you."
"Then release me. What is the point of killing me over and over again if I cannot die?"
"Because I enjoy it. Each attempt brings with it the hope that you will stay dead, but also the dread that we shall be forever parted."
"Sentiments of a madman," I spat. Kurz's eyes were oddly pitying.
"I think, perhaps, not the only one. Is our dead brother with us still? Is Ferris here?"
At the mention of his name, the cadaver's mouth gaped as if amused. Without eyes or much flesh, it was hard to tell. I nodded, seeing no point in hiding the fact I saw the undying effigy of Ferris Manus.
"I thought so,"
said Kurz, unable to shake his melancholy.
"Our father gave you eternal life. Do you know what he gave me? Nightmares."
His mood darkened further, his face transformed into genuine anguish. For a moment, I caught a glimpse of my brother's true self, and despite all he had done or claimed to have done, I pitied him.
"I am plagued by them, Vulcan."
Kurz was no longer looking at me. He regarded his reflection in the obsidian instead. It appeared to be something he had done before, and I imagined him then screaming in the darkness with no one to hear his terror. The Lord of Fear was afraid. It was an irony I thought Fulgrim would appreciate, twisted as he was.
"How can I escape the dark, if the dark is part of what I am?"
"Conrad," I said, "tell me what you see."
"I am Night Haunter, the death that haunts the darkness,"
he answered, though his voice and mind were far away.
Conrad Kurz is dead. He stands before me, I pressed. What do you see? Darkness, unending and eternal. It's all for nothing, brother. Everything we do, everything that has been done or will be done, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. I fear. I am fear. What kind of a knife edge is that to balance on, I ask?